Good morning. That was yesterday evening, out the hotel window. I'm Clint Schock, and Fin-Ching Wong has been a cooperator in pulling together articles from all over the world on with me on Saltwater Tension. Eric Fibert has been a key cooperator on a number of our trials. Topic, controlling irrigation onset by saltwater tension. So in contrast to these, to the ornamental, this will almost all be field trials. It's extremely important when we consider the needs that we have for precision irrigation. There's a great shortage of water. A lot of the fresh water around the world is becoming contaminated, especially in areas of intensive horticulture. So we have several different kinds of options for precise irrigation. The last of these options isn't very precise, intuition or experience. We can use crop evapotranspiration. We can use soil moisture measurements or some plant stress measurements, all of which can lead us in the right direction. With the soil measurements, we can have soil water tension or soil water content. What is soil water tension? Well, it's the opposite of matrix potential, but it's the force necessary for the roots to extract water from the soil. So you have some personal experience with this by trying to, this is a little, you know, tool for kids where we have groundwater and soil and all the dirt and things on the surface, and you pump it with straw. Well, you can, as this gets dried out, you can suck to about 60 kilopascals. So you have experience from 0 to 60. Beyond that, you don't have experience. But, you know, that's your personal range of experience. So the higher the number, the drier the soil, the opposite of matrix potential. Well, there are quite a number of devices that can be used to measure soil water potential. And those of you that have experience with other kinds of instruments, I really like to have contact with you and discussion about it subsequently. For crop production, field installation is very important. You need to have representative locations, areas that are being wetted and dried by the crop and by the irrigation system, and adequate number of replicates. And equipment can be measured in a grower-friendly way so that there's an output the grower can continually act upon or activate the system of zones that are being irrigated. Or you could do it from a more scientific and systematic way where the data is being collected with a data logger and the data is then being received from the sensors to multiplexer data logger, at which point it goes on to a controller and then opens and closes valves, a small scale for an experiment, a large scale for an operation. When we started doing this in trying to get small increments of soil water tension in the 1980s, our manuscripts were actually rejected since we had increments of only 20 centibars or 20 kilopascals. Nobody can irrigate that accurately, yeah? Which was just baloney, but nobody was doing it. And today we have people that are irrigating with increments of 2 centibars for things like cranberries or specialty ornamentals. Well, why do we really care? We want to have stable horticultural productivity, and it depends on sustainable inputs of agriculture and water. There's nothing more fundamental. And having precise irrigation is really the key to productivity and quality of many, many horticultural crops. Soil water tension data is one of the means that allows us to get there. And we can easily demonstrate that if we carefully make triggered soil water potential adjusted to precisely meet plant needs, we can get high yields, and we must use water consistent with the soil water holding capacity. So we have to marry the information about what that soil can hold in terms of the amount of time or water content that is applied after we reach irrigation. So the productivity can certainly be optimized. And this is just an example from last year's meeting where stevia leaf is optimized with a soil water tension criteria of 10 to 20 kilopascals. And one particular ingredient in this case is optimized at a particular level, the leaf quality, the leaf biomass. So what are the key operational steps to make irrigation by soil water tension work? We must have instruments that are sensitive in the range that the plant is sensitive to. We have to have multiple devices if we're going to run the irrigation based on very few instruments. The opportunity for error is tremendous. And those devices need to be in representative places and well installed. There has to be information sorting. If you have a field trial, what will happen is that if you've got an automated system, or even if you don't have an automated system, you're just measuring stuff, then you go turn the water on by yourself, what will happen is that you'll get short circuits, or a hose will go through a wire, or a wire will come apart. So the innovation that we made in 1995 that's allowed us to do lots of field trials is that we sorted all the data before it was used to average to then control an irrigation. And the sorting was, is this number reasonable? Is it within the range that it can happen? Because if you get a dead-on short circuit and you average that zero in with other numbers, you're way off. Or if you get an open circuit and you get a really high resistance or interpreted high resistance, averaging that in, then every time interval, it'll say water, 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 water. So if you're going through a data logger or some computerized system, you have to flag the data so that you know that something is wrong, but you have to discard the information from the average in order to make it work. Now, that's an old story because, you know, that's from 95, but that's still not necessarily done. And then the water application has to be limited by the ability of the soil to hold water. So as we've developed irrigation criteria for drip irrigation onions, for example, then the increment of water that's applied at each time is only that amount of water that can be held in the cylinder of soil under an onion row, a drip irrigated onion row. So what, I should have been smarter than this, but I find in each episode of my life, I learn the things I needed to have known in the previous episode to have been successful. So anyway, that's me. I've been concentrating on the horticultural perspective, the field horticultural perspective, and I haven't really watched, you know, the greenhouse perspective enough. But at the same time, there's been this total silo of information that's totally parallel and complementary to what I've been doing. And it's in ag engineering. So in ag engineering, they've been looking at the triggered onset. That's sort of their magic word. Where we've been looking at optimization of crop yield or quality or chemical content. And so the agricultural engineers have looked a lot at the movement of water or where things have gone or the performance of instruments and all. So there's a real opportunity in this field of soil water tension for greenhouses or for fields or whatever to make a marriage of this information. And I was just really surprised what I ran into a year ago in terms of literature that had developed that I was totally unaware of. Well, of all of these, only the first one is for John and Lloyd, because it's a, you know, artificially environment greenhouse situation. But there's lots of this kind of information that's been done over the last 30 years. And here's some of the recent ones. Zucchini in a greenhouse, 25 kilopascals. At wetter, they might have had a little bit higher yield, but there was negative offsets, too, in the quality and loss of water and nutrients. Paris reported at this meeting last year, as published this year, 10 to 20 kilopascals for optimization of stevia leaf, and especially for optimization of Rebaudyoside A, the most valuable content. Published from Germany, white cabbage, 25 kilopascals was just about ideal. Mueller did a study with eggplant, and they divided it up into crop growth stages. So early on in the development of the plant, that was 15, and then as it got more into the production of fruit, their ideal soil water tension was 40. With my experience working with poor growers in Brazil, I've always thought that flooded rice really didn't need to be flooded, because it seemed like even with dryland rice, if you just got lucky enough that it rained when it was going to head, you know, that you'd be in really great shape. And so people have done that with flooded rice and found that 30 is ideal. So mostly the extra water, which is huge, is for weed control. Well, so on and so forth. So Joel Felix back here, he did sweet potato and found 25 was the ideal. And 1 year it was 40 because that was the wettest criteria that he used. So I won't go through the rest of those, but there's a great wealth of information, which we published part of it back in 2011 in Hort Science. So really want to thank everyone that contributed, and lots of sponsors over the years, and it's been an exciting kind of work to follow through. We got all sorts of people doing lot more precise stuff now than what we were criticized as being too precise for. Thank you very much.